The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio in Albia and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, again, thanks for taking your time. I know you're really, really busy on Capitol Hill, and so thanks for checking in with us back here in the heartland. You are co-sponsoring legislation that, it's called the RAINS Act. What has prompted this legislation? What do you hope to achieve with this?
All legislative power under the Constitution belongs to Congress. But over the last 80 years, Congress has delegated some, and in some instances, too much power to bureaucrats to write regulation. Once the regulations are written, all Congress can do is pass a bill to change the law so those regulations can't be written. That's very difficult to do. So the RAINS legislation would require, before a regulation could go into effect, that it would be returned to Congress for our deciding if it's within the intent of Congress when we wrote the law. That law could have been written 50 years ago, or it could have been written 50 days ago. But the regulations have to always be within the law. There's no, except for the court activity, a court case, there's no way of anybody judging whether congressional intent's followed. The RAINS Act makes that a process that the regulation can't go into effect unless Congress has certified it. It's within the law.
And you placed a $100 million minimum on this activity?
Yeah, because we want to make sure it's called a major regulation. Somebody that has a minor technicality, we don't want Congress to be bothered with that. But by the way, it takes in most really serious regulations, because it doesn't take much of a regulation to cost the entire United States economy $100 million. So it's going to get us, I get our review of most every serious piece of regulation.
Thank you, Senator.
Ty?
Senator, do you think the USDA's trade mitigation program has been an adequate substitute for farmers with the situation going on with the tariffs?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a short answer. If you want a longer answer, give me a follow-up. The answer is no. As I have said, and many members of Congress have said, when I've been in meetings with them, with the president, we don't want aid, we want trade. That's a short answer. So I don't think it's very effective. But even if it were effective, it's still not satisfactory to the farmers.
Do you think there can be anything done to resolve our current trade situation in the near future?
Yeah. I believe it's being done with NAFTA. We've reached an agreement with Mexico. We're close to reaching an agreement with Canada. And so I think that's behind us. Just as soon as Canada signs up, then we've cooled our relations, cooled down our conflict with Europe. We were going to put tariffs on them, and they were going to put tariffs on us. The president of the European Union comes over to visit with the president. They cool it and essentially start negotiations on reducing tariffs. The only country I can't give you much assurance of is China, except I know that our activity on China tariffs is such that it's hurting China, and I expect we'll be successful with China eventually, but I don't see light at the end of the tunnel there yet.
Okay, Tom?
Senator Grassley, you also championed several legislative efforts to keep or add funds into a recently passed Senate appropriations bill. And I read where that's the first one of its kind in 10 years. So why was it not done within that time span, and what does this actually mean?
Well, actually, you're asking more of a process question than what I personally have done, although I favor what's being done. And I think it's, instead of 10 years, I think it's 20 years from this standpoint, that in the last 20 years, Congress has spent most of its time funding government with one great big appropriation bill called an omnibus appropriation bill or through continuing resolution. We're finally getting around to the point where we're dealing with separate appropriation bills like we haven't done for the last 20 years, but Congress has traditionally done. So this year, at least by September 30th, I expect 9 out of 12 appropriation bills to be presented to the president by the end of the fiscal year. That's not only the way it ought to be done, but it's also some evidence of additional bipartisan cooperation, which doesn't happen enough in the United States Congress.
Okay, Ty?
Yeah, I guess a question for me is, what would you like? I don't know if you had much. Did you have much of a personal relationship with the late Senator John McCain?
I didn't serve on any committees with him, but serving with a guy for 32 years, you get pretty well acquainted with him. And I considered him a friend in military matters because of his military experience and because of his being chairman of the Armed Services Committee. I always looked to him for leadership in those areas. So I considered him a mentor on military matters.
Okay, Tom?
Well, the Farm Bill, of course, is getting a lot of attention. Senator Ernst would like to have one done by the end of September. Is that realistic? And what do you think really needs to be in this Farm Bill for your approval?
Yeah. I think maintaining crop insurance is the number one. More land in CRP, with changing the CRP payment. So it doesn't, the government doesn't outbid farmers for renting land, and to make sure that the most highly erodible land has priority over any other land and that you don't put full farms in. Those are the three or four things that I would concentrate on. All I can tell you is Chairman Roberts and Leader McConnell said they want it to the president by September the 30th. They may not get it there, but if they get it there on October the 8th or October the 15th, it'll be soon enough. But if it doesn't get done by then, I think we'll have to extend the existing Farm Bill for 1 year.
Ty, this is the last question.
Okay. So, Senator, obviously, in light of the Molly Tibbetts situation, illegal immigration has, you know, been in the spotlight here in Iowa a lot. But at the same time, a lot of illegal immigrants are kind of the forces behind our packing houses and, you know, a lot of our farm communities. So I guess how do we find the right balance between, you know, making sure people enter the country legally but also not disrupting our workforce?
Yeah. Well, as long as undocumented workers don't commit any crimes, I don't think they have to worry about being sent home. Ideally, what we should do is pass agricultural workers bill so people can come to this country and work legally and go home and come back. But it's practically impossible to get such legislation passed. So I would say that the area that's the best chance of getting legislation is not separating kids from their parents when their parents are in confinement. Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Senator.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Tom and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.